Thursday, April 11th. We'll call the regular assembly meeting to order. Beverly, you want to do roll call?
Jim?
Here.
Warren?
Here.
Josie?
Here.
Paul?
Yes.
Brenda? Brenda?
Brenda's not here at the moment. She's working on a lot of issues up at the clinic, but it all depends here. She might show up again.
Okay. Tom?
Here.
Chris and Daly asked to be excused today, as well as Samantha. We have a quorum.
How many people?
We have four. Jim, yeah. Warren, Josie, and you. And Tom. Five. We have a quorum.
So, just a reminder, if you're not talking, you should mute yourself, because these speakers pick up everything. Just so you know. So, who all do we have in the King Cove office?
We have Warren, Jackie, and Seward.
Okay. And Cold Bay? No. Nelson Lagoon? No. False Pass?
No, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. Sandpoint? Beverly, Alvin, Paul, and Jim. Actan?
Hi, Mr. Mayor. It's just myself, Josie.
Thank you, Josie. In Anchorage office.
Yes, Mayor. Osterbeck, there's myself, Andy, Ernie, Joe Levesque, Ken, Matt, Talia, and Talia's.
Okay.
Just one Talia.
I put two down. So anyway. Okay, so... we need a motion to adopt the agenda.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah.
I'd like to make a motion adopting the agenda. We can do it this way. With the following minor changes, which would be to move item 12 up on the agenda to make it number 5 and renumber the rest accordingly.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Who moved first? Did somebody get it on the table?
Paul did. Can you hear Paul?
Did?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll second it, Warren here.
Okay. Thank you, Warren.
But it still had to get on the board before you even amended.
So anyway, the motion was basically to adopt the agenda with the one change of moving item number 12 up in becoming item number 5 or 4A, whichever you want.
Number 12, moving forward.
Yeah. Any other?
And Mr. Mayor, just to clarify, I think our attorney has to go to another meeting, gives him an opportunity to give us his report.
Okay. Okay, if there's no other movement on the agenda.
This is Brenda, yeah.
Oh, okay, thanks Brenda. If there's no objections to that amendment, the agenda will stand as amended. Thank you. Public comments on any agenda items at this time. Anyone feel like they have a conflict of interest on any items? All right, so we are going to go to item number 12, old business, Lucian's East Borough Assembly eligibility And so everyone knows our borough attorney, Joe Levesque, is present at the meeting. So, Annie, you want to start this one off?
Yes, Mayor, back in assembly. So there are two memos in the packet. The first memo is dated April 4th, 2024. This is the memo that Joe Levesque has provided. And then the second memo is the one that was dated February 27th, 2024. And that was information that was provided at the March assembly meeting. That being said, today I'm going to pass it off to Joe, but we are discussing the eligibility of assembly members who move out of jurisdiction. And there are some questions on here that we need to consider and then hopefully get some direction from the assembly on where to move forward. So with that, I'll pass this off to Joe Levesque.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, members of the assembly, Joe Levesque, borough attorney. So we've, through the clerk, we have contacted assembly member Daley Shack a couple of times. And in my first memo, you can see Exhibit A is attached to it. This is the February 27th memo. And that is basically Daley Shack's first attempt to let the assembly know what her situation was. Does everybody have that? So in there, of course, she says she's been staying with her daughter in Wasilla. She hasn't changed her residency. She still resides in Cold Bay in Nelson Lagoon. In Nelson Lagoon, she has a home. She spends a lot of time there. Right now, she's helping her daughter out, and she's getting a lot of medical issues that she couldn't take care of from inside the region. She still has her voter's registration in Cold Bay. And also her post office box. And she said she loves being on the assembly, hopes to continue. If and when the assembly decides to move, if she decides to move anywhere else, she'll let the assembly know. So that was her first justification as to why she's been gone. When did she move? Does anybody know? It's been over 8 months or? Beverly, you have an idea, don't you?
No, actually, I have no idea when she actually moved there, but I know it's been a while now.
I believe in the letter she wrote, she said July.
July. July of last year, 2023.
Okay. All right, I didn't see it. It's not in there. That response. Well, anyway, to bring the assembly current, today we got word that Daley Shack is sick, so she's unable to attend this meeting, and so the clerk sent her a list of those questions that the assembly is mandated by ordinance to go through and make a determination, and Beverly, the clerk, sent her the 9 questions. And essentially, I don't know if everybody has this, but I can read this into the record.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, so these are the 9 questions that the assembly can ask. And the first one is residential property ownership and occupation, where the assembly member or member of their household owns residential property that they occupy within the borough. And she says, I have a home in Nelson Lagoon. And then leasing or renting non-transient residential property, where and for what term the assembly member leases or rents and resides at non-transient residential property within the borough. She says no. Number 3, residence on a vessel, whether the assembly member lives aboard a vessel and rents transient or permanent moorage within the borough. She says no. Number 4, duration and location of residency, the location and amount of time the assembly member resides at residential property owned or rented by them within the borough. And he said, 4, not sure yet, 3 summer months for sure is what she responds. She plans to be in the borough for 3 summer months for sure. And then 5, she gives her P.O. box. It's her mailing box in Cold Bay. And number 6, 7, 8, and 9, where her motor vehicles and goods are physically located, she says no. Social activities and club memberships, places the assembly member participates in activities or social clubs or other groups within the borough, she says no. School attendance of household children, the places where children of the household of the assembly member attend school within the borough, and she says no. And, or none. And other relevant factors, she answers no. So that's what the assembly has before it today. And just going through the ordinance, which is 2.04.048, declaration of vacancy. It says an assembly seat becomes vacant for any reason set out in AS 2920-170 upon a declaration of vacancy by the assembly by resolution. And just to let you know what that one, 2920-170, that statute says the governing body may provide by ordinance the manner in which vacancies occurs in an elected office, except the office of mayor or school board member, unless otherwise provided by ordinance. The governing body shall declare an elective office other than the office of the mayor or school board member vacant when the person elected, one, fails to qualify or take office within 30 days of election or appointment, is physically absent from the municipality for 90 consecutive days unless excused by the governing body. To my knowledge, this governing body has never granted any kind of exception. If the assembly member resigns and the resignation is accepted, if the assembly member is physically or mentally unable to perform the duties of office as determined by 2/3 of the governing body, is convicted of a felony or offense involving violation of the oath of office, is convicted of a felony or misdemeanor described in AS 1556, and 2/3 of the members of the governing body concur in expelling the person elected. Seven, is convicted of a violation of AS 1513. Eight, no longer physically resides in the municipality and the governing body by 2/3 votes, declares the seat vacant. This paragraph does not apply to a member of the governing body who forfeits office under 2920-140. And that is somebody that doesn't have the qualifications. So if a member of the governing body misses three consecutive regular meetings and is not excused, that also is a reason. So with that, what the assembly needs to determine, and I'm not sure if the assembly is going to vote today or if there's going to be a resolution at the next meeting. That's where the assembly can vote.
Yeah.
So this is where we're at. I hoped that the assembly member would be here and that somebody would, basically run through those questions with her and try to determine, when are you moving back? Are you going to live permanently in Wasilla? So I don't know the answer to those questions. Anybody from the assembly have any questions of me?
Joe, I've got a clarification point I need. When you're talking about 2/3 of the assembly, is that 2/3 of the assembly present or 2/3 of the assembly as a whole?
Okay, we'll read it again here. No longer physically resides in the municipality and the governing body by 2/3 vote declares the seat vacant. So the governing body by 2/3 vote declares the seat vacant. So I think it's the members that are present.
Okay.
Just
go along with
two-thirds of
it. We just need to be sure on that as well. Okay.
Yeah. That's what it appears to say. So does anybody on the assembly have any questions of me?
Anyone know how long it takes to lose your voting right within our borough? That's the first thing on there.
What was that, Jim?
Like, how long does it take? It said when you read it, you could lose. If you're gone too long, you can't vote within your region either. Like, how long does it take to lose that?
Oh, you mean status in the state as a voter or something?
Is it the state or the borough?
But that doesn't have anything to do with this, I don't think, because ours spells out that basically the way he spells it out is if you're unexcused for three consecutive meetings, you could be removed. So that's basically 3 months, right? Three normal meetings.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually a good question because even though the ordinance says that if the assembly member is no longer eligible to vote, then the assembly can remove her. But I actually warned the assembly in my last memo not to rely solely on that ground because of some recent Alaska Supreme Court decisions that have basically said, for instance, everybody knows this guy, Robert Gillum. I think he passed a year ago or so. But Gillum, the richest man in Alaska, owns a lodge on Lake Iliamna. And, of course, Lake and Peninsula Borough has this thing about this mine out there, this pebble mine. And he's one of the advocates against the mine. And so he decided, and his son decided, and some other family members decided that they were all going to start voting in the Lake and Peninsula Borough. And so the key question was, can somebody who lives in Anchorage declares their resident, their permanent residency in Anchorage for tax purposes, owns a lodge in Iliamna that they might go to 1 week or 2 weeks out of the year, are they eligible to vote in Lake and Peninsula? And the Alaska Supreme Court said yes. It's very subjective. So in your heart of hearts, if you believe you should be voting in Utiagvik, then even though you live within the Aleutians East Borough, you could do that according to this state law. So I don't want to just really hang anything simply on her eligibility or ineligibility to vote. I think that the determination needs to be, you know, we just need to go step by step. What has she given us on this? Do we know about this? Has she provided the information that we requested? And make a determination. Now, as far as the three consecutive assembly members meetings that she's missed, I don't believe she has. So I don't think that's going to be one of our issues. Maybe Glenora knows. But
I don't think she's missed three in a row.
Yeah, that were unexcused.
Yes, that were unexcused.
Okay, so you know, I don't think that's a good one. So I think the assembly needs to go through that list and consider other factors to reach its decision. And the most important thing about this, and the assembly members I know are all cognizant of this, is that whatever we do sets a precedent. And then in the future, you know, that's going to be sort of the roadmap of what the assembly does and how it manages its seats.
Joe, Paul has a question for you.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. Joe, looking at that list of 9 items, do you have to vote no on all of them or on some of them? What's